Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. Word of Eternal Life. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are continuing reading and studying and preaching on the Matthew Gospel. In the 10th chapter, I have spoken last time concerning the first time Jesus sent his 12 disciples with authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. This is what gospel is about, preaching the gospel and healing the sick, cast out demons. Now, at the verse, in 16th verse, chapter 10, Matthew Gospel, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. We have discussed this part, so I move on. Verse 17. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. Now, this is what has been happening ever since the church has been established. If you continue study the book of Acts, after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and the apostles waited for the Holy Spirit baptism, and power of Holy Spirit came on them, and they were empowered to speak the gospel with power. And they were not afraid after that. But before that, they were afraid. But after they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the immersion of the Holy God, the baptism by Holy Spirit, it is an immersion. You need to be immersed in the baptized by the Holy Spirit. When you believed in Christ, the Holy Spirit, God, Son and Father, Son and Holy Spirit came into our heart, and we became a new creature. And that is a continuous process of what we call progressive salvation. I mean, even Presbyterian, Baptist, Pentecostal, all theologies are talking about one-time salvation and the continuous process of progressive salvation. In the progressive salvation, we get close to God and more, and reading and studying the Bible and fellowshipping with the believers and praying. And after that, you will continue to progress. That does not mean you may fall. There are times you may not be perfect, and no one is going to be perfect in the world, but people always fall and come back to God. People always may do sin, but they might need to come back to God. Now, I am not going into that topic. It's a very deep subject. Now, here, Jesus said that watch on the men, guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils, which is what happened to apostles when they were healing the sick and casting out the demons, and they were preaching the gospel. They went through all of these. The synagogues and the authorities, Pharisees and scribes and the Sanhedrin have questioned them. They stood before the Sanhedrin, you know, James and John, Peter. They have stood before John, the Sanhedrin. One time when Jesus healed, I believe it's in Acts chapter 3, when Jesus, Peter and James healed a lame man, he walked and jumped and danced and praised God, and everybody saw it in the name of Jesus. They have done it. Then they had to go to the Sanhedrin to be questioned, and they were ordered by the high command of the Jewish religion, church. And many times, and James was killed by King Herod, who was the son of the wicked King Herod, who was the Herod the Great. Now, the son of Herod who killed James. And then there is many things like that. Apostle Paul and went through severe persecution, severe punishment, severe questioning under the Sanhedrin. And all those things happened to them. Now, is it not happening today? Yes, it is happening today. If it is not happening in the United States of America, it is happening in African nations. It is happening in India very powerfully. And India was a country of sovereign nation with every religion. Everybody can practice, live, or preach about their religion, any part of India. That was how the Indian Constitution was written. And it was not written by a Christian man. It wasn't written by Britain, but it was handed over, the country was handed over to Indian government as a government was formed in 1947. The government was formed and British gave out the power to the Indian government, and they wrote the constitution. Was the most smartest, intelligent, philosophical, powerful people, such as they call it Dr. Ambedkar, Dr. Rajendra Prasad. These are world well-known at the time philosophers and scholars and highly knowledgeable people who had a law degrees and everything. And now they're changing that to, they already passed laws in many states in the northern India to not to do any conversion. And you don't convert people forcefully, but you only preach the gospel. Now it is banned. You cannot even preach gospel. You will be in jail. If you hold a Bible, they will take you to confiscate it and take you to jail. If you walk in the street, they know this is a Christian, they will follow you and take you, call the police and say, they try to convert me. They make false allegations. They make all kind of things and put people in jail, trying to make India a Hindu nation by the authority and approval of the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. Now, we pray God is going to move in India, but Christians are growing. Christians are growing regardless of what they do. Now, this is what's happening in Africa. Like we read the Voice of Martyrs. This is a magazine published in the United States called the Voice of Martyrs. And they're saying, giving the pictures of all the persecution in Africa. Many nations in Africa, thousands and thousands and thousands killed every day, especially in the country of Nigeria. They're trying to wipe out Christians from the country of Nigeria. Right now, we have terrible persecution in certain countries, such as Sudan, Eritrea, Djibouti, Yemen, South Sudan, Uganda, Kenya, Somalia, and many more countries are going through severe persecution. Democratic Republic of Congo, Central African Republic, the Republic of Congo, and all these countries, they have killed thousands and thousands of Christians. Now, did Jesus say that? Yes, it's going to happen. They're going to kill you. They're going to murder you. And what happened to their souls go to heaven directly. And they are martyrs. And they get a special crown for being the martyrdom. They're martyrs of Jesus Christ. See, when Jesus told Apostle James and John, when they were asking to be sitting in the right and left of the throne of Christ, when he ruled the kingdom of Jesus, kingdom of God in the earth, at the end, right, when Jesus returned to rule the earth, they wanted to sit right and left and rule the world. Now, Jesus told them, if you drink the cup which I am going to drink, right, the cup is here speaking metaphorically about the sufferings, the pain and sufferings and this this crushing beatings and, you know, scourging that Jesus went through before entering on the cross. Before they nail him on the cross, they scourge him severely. The bleeding from his body was more than the bleeding from his head or his legs or the nail points. You see, the scourging was horrible. That if you saw the Passion of Jesus movie, you know they didn't make it up. It was written in the scriptures that Christ will be suffering, and the prophets and Moses all said that. Jesus said before his crucifixion, he told his disciples, and I will be going to Jerusalem and I will be crucified. They will arrest me. They will take me to Sanhedrin. They will take me to all the authorities, which they did. And they have finally, without no reason, they couldn't find one reason. The only reason they could find was he claimed that he is the Son of God. But that has nothing to do with Pilate or the Roman government, because they don't believe in Son of God, or they don't believe in Yahweh, Jehovah, God, or anything. They believe themselves. They believe in their emperor as the God and demanding worship. They are angry because Jews are worshiping God. So this is what the history was. Now they will flog you in their synagogues, which happened. They take you to the synagogue and flog you. Can you imagine what Jews did that to the apostles of Jesus Christ, their own Savior, Christ, Christos, who came to the earth to save first the Jews and then the Gentiles. So they flogged them. So today it is continuously going on in verse 18. Continue reading Matthew chapter 10, verse 18. On my account you will be brought before governors and kings as witness to them and to the Gentiles. Which happened? Paul the apostle and Silas, the co-worker, they all went through all of this, and Apostle John and all the other apostles, James James was martyred by sword, and Stephen, another deacon of the church, was thrown by the Jewish nation, Jewish people by themselves. And all these martyrs and thousands and millions of martyrs of Christ, their souls are in heaven with Christ, in the presence of Christ. And they have a special reward and crown for that. That's what I mentioned about the cup which Jesus drank, had to drink at the time. Jesus said, would you be able to drink that? See, the question today to us is, will the preachers and prophets and teachers of the Bible today, will you drink that cup? Am I going to drink that cup? Yes, yes, we have to be ready. We have to be ready if we are going to live until Christ's return. It can be any time, but Christ's return, we might go through severe persecution. In the United States, may go through persecutions. You know, that there are warnings in every mall and every places you go that you can you cannot do certain things that they say, you know, in their signs. So the places you have given gospel tracts and spoken to people about Jesus, that you cannot do it again. Now what will happen in the next coming future, we don't know. Now the thing is, you will have persecution. At that time, you will be given what to say. The Holy Spirit will tell you what you will answer. This was specifically occurred with the Jewish apostles. Jesus' apostles, they were Jews, and they were called to preach the gospel to the Jewish nation, as well as to the whole world. And Jesus told them, go to the end of the world, right? All the world, and preach the gospel. Now, many of them preached in the Mediterranean circles, which is western side of Europe, and the eastern side is Asia Minor and Africa, and they preached all over those places. And one person went beyond the limit, which is far covering the land and the sea, was Apostle Thomas. He went to India. That's very far than the Mediterranean region where they were circulating. And Thomas, who was first a person who did not believe in the resurrection of Christ, he said, unless I put my finger in his nail hole and see him, well, Thomas was listed as a doubting person. Doubting Thomas, many preachers say. Many people say he is a doubting person. But the point of what the good part of Thomas was, he personally wanted to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. This Thomas who believed, yes, he had an unbelief, or he did not, we don't know what his mind was, but he said, I wanted to see this happen. I wanted him personally, I want to put my finger in his nail hole. It was a question of unbelief, but it's also a matter of a personal relationship, encounter. See, we know the personal relationship is by faith and faith alone and salvation and belief. But again, he wanted to go a little further. I believe, my opinion, it's my opinion. It doesn't have to be correct, but my opinion is that Thomas wanted a personal encounter. He went through Arabia, Hadesa, those nations of Middle East, and then he traveled all the way to North, and they came down to India. He converted people. It says, it's not all the history is not available, but the place where I was born in the southern tip of India, where it's called Kerala state, where that was where he officially transformed, which is recorded, the Christians were converted from Hindu high class, Hindu Brahmin family, who were the priest family of the Hindu nation, Hindus, and they were converted. Then he traveled to the eastern state called Madras. In the olden British time, we call it Madras. Today they call it Tamil Nadu. Tamil is the language and Nadu means the land or the place. So it's a Tamil state where he got killed. He was there and he was killed by a spear by a Hindu extremist person at the time. But by the time St. Thomas has converted many people to Christianity, he went far and beyond the oceans and the land. And the one man who said was undoubted, a doubting person, who did more than a lot of others. Well, regardless of how much you do for Jesus Christ, including the apostles, you can only do so much what God has given to you. There are people who want to do a lot, and they're saying, oh, Jesus is coming, I want to do all of this. No, you have only given things you must do. You must be faithful in what you have given. If you have not given a journey to a far land, which God hasn't chosen you to do that, he did not ask you to do it. But if you are called and you know you are called in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, you know that, and it will be norm to your authority, which is whoever church you are part of Christian church, which is teaching the word of God. You know, there are so many churches who are not teaching the word of God, which is what happened at the end time, which is this message I wanted to point out to everyone, is that in the end of the time, there will be a falling away of believers. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, after the falling away, Christ will return. So now we are continue seeing the falling away. Today and last few years, we have seen the church is joining the world. They say it's okay to have this, it's okay to have that. And because the one world religious system is developing. It's in the development stage right now. And once it developed, it's completely developed by the one world religion, which is called the New Age movement, where there is Jesus, okay, Buddha is okay, Muhammad is okay, Krishna, Hare, Rama, Krishna, all those are okay. All of these are a way to go to God, eternal God. That is what the New World religion, the New World movement is speaking about. Let's be happy and rejoice and enjoy. We have good time. Love everybody. Isn't that what God wants? Hey, let's love everyone. So yes, we do love everyone, but we don't join everyone. We are separated from the world. We are separated people. We are a holy nation, holy people who are separated by the blood of Jesus Christ, who are covered only by selection, by choice of our choice and God's choice, that we are separated. We are holy people of God. That, yes, when we say holy people, I am not saying, hey, I am the holy. No, nothing is holy like God. God is only holy. But all we are trying to do, we are holy by the presence of Jesus Christ, of his blood of Christ. His blood is on us. He shed his blood. He washed our sins away. He washed our sins away. Yes, I said before, sometimes, yes, we do have guilt in us. We do make mistakes. Well, mistakes are something that you knowingly do or you purposely do. The question is how God is going to treat that. You do purposely, you just go ahead and prepare a plan to commit a sin. You see, that's however God does that. We don't know everything that God does. So, but there is an opening still available for if you do sin. Apostle John says in the epistle of John, 1 John, that brothers, children, if any of you sin, our Lord Christ is available. He is waiting for you to come back to him and repent and receive the washing of the blood. So that's available now. So we need to be very careful that you repeat it or not repeat it. That's the question. So we have to be careful. And also we believe sometimes there is a Our faith is that we are saved forever. We are once saved, yes, we are saved forever. But we have to be concerned about not committing sin. Now, others say, if you are saved forever, if you are really saved, you will not do any sin. Well, Apostle John said, if you say that you don't have any sin in you, that you are a liar. So we got to be careful about all these things we are saying, and we try to be better every day. Try to be good before Christ and God every day. Try to be good before your conscience, which is what is going to judge you also. If your conscience is not judging you, Apostle Paul said, then you are fine with God. So therefore, the persecution story I was just speaking about, it is a very high heart subject today, in my heart at least, but some people it's not a point. Many churches are preaching and continue going on the same, the preaching message and teaching message and worship message, all these are going on. No one is concerned about the persecution in the whole world. Well, should we be concerned about it? Yes, we should be concerned about it, in my opinion. Is that it is something that you need to pray about. You need to continue pray for those people's faith, that those who are facing it must stand strong in the Lord. And those who are husbands are killed and the house is burned and the wives and children are running and they catch them on the way and cut them with a machete and some survive, some doesn't survive. See, this is exactly what happening in African countries. And then another situation is they come with the guns, the Muslim militants come and shoot them, the head of the house first, and then they shoot whoever they like to, or they tell the rest of them to run. And this is continuously going on. In Iraq, they're saying, this is a Muslim nation, why are you here? And Christians packing up and leaving if they have a vehicle. And they say on the way, their testimony says that they are seeing so many dead bodies of Christians, possibly Christians, and it's mostly children. And they are killing many, many, many in Iraq today that the outside world is not even seeing it. And there was a documentary shown in the television about that stuff, and they are witnessing people, and many of their witnesses was who went through this. I couldn't believe. I wouldn't say that it was a lie. In my heart, in soul, I believe it is true, because it's happening in Africa, it's happening in Middle East, it's happening in every country, many countries. So it couldn't be wrong. And we need to be concerned and praying for those Christians. They call them Assyrian Christians. You see, Assyria was an empire one time, in the first empire in the world, originated in Akkadia, in northern Iraq. It's called Akkadian dynasty, and now we know they persecuted and destroyed Israel. Northern kingdom was destroyed by one of the emperors, three of those emperors, one after the other. And by 721 BC, the 722 BC, 721 BC, the Israel northern kingdom was completely demolished, and they were taken captives to many other eastern countries, and in Iraq especially, and in Media, Persia, everywhere. And they never returned, the 10 lost tribes, you know. And those Assyria, today they have Assyrian Christians. I was first time hearing it. And praise God for that, unbelievable. Assyrian Christians. Then they have Chaldean Christians. Chaldeans were the original people of southern Babylon. The Babylonians were Chaldeans or Chaldeans, or however you spell it, pronounce it. And there is Chaldean Christians. See, these are incredible people who hold their faith in Syrian Christians. Incredible people who hold their faith African countries, there are so many, they're developing as Christians. There are some Orthodox Christians such as Ethiopia. A lot of them are Orthodox, which they follow the Orthodox system of sacramental faith. More than faith, they believe in sacraments and you know, same as Syrian Orthodox Church, which became from the first century Antioch Church in Syria. They later became an Orthodox. Orthodox faith is okay, that is fine. But the problem is they diverted from the faith and baptism and all those apostolic thing to sacraments and those kind of systems, which they don't have too much faith practice. but they have more action practice like sacraments. See, they find theology for everything. So that's how the Syrian Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox became. And now we diverted, we came out of those Eastern Orthodox church. In my family, my father was the first one who got baptized and got saved in the early 20th century. And when the revival hit the world, and so we became a Pentecostal faith, and then we believe in evangelical and Pentecostal faith, where we believe in the salvation by faith and faith alone, and Christ Jesus is the Son of God, and who came down to a virgin and ministered and died on the cross and resurrected on the buried, resurrected on the third day, went to heaven, who established the Church of Jesus Christ, the Church of God, or whatever you call it, and sending the Holy Spirit from the Father and giving the power to the apostles and preaching the gospel throughout the world. This is what we are talking about, right? This is the reality. This is the real Christianity we are talking about. We have to be coming back to the real Christianity from engaging and entering into the New World system. The New World system is that we hear a cry in the United States and Europe is that we need a one world. The one world government is what the end of the thing going to happen, which is the ruler of the end of the one world government is Antichrist. What we call him, the beast, is a humongous, powerful person mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and he will be, when spiritually means by power of Satan, the power of the evil, satanic forces of evil, Satan will anoint him. He will be rising from, Revelation 13 says, from the sea. In prophetical language, sea is multitude of people. Huge people collection of the world, which is that collection of the world, which is a very high group of people, more than a million people today, is the place where the beast is supposed to be rising. That is my interpretation and many other scholars, preachers' interpretation of the beast rising from. And the one world movement will engage with this, and they will be adopted by this one world system, and it will be a church, and it is a church who exists in the world today, and they will be approved and taken over because everybody will love it. But at the time Antichrist take over, the day he take over, that day early before that day, Jesus Christ came, will come and take his church away from this earth. And that's called the rapture. I talked about rapture many times. A lot of pastors are not speaking about these things in time and what's going to happen to the world. And they are cool and quiet and happily continually going the services. They're not worried about the persecution in the world, not praying for those countries who are persecuted. Maybe they are and maybe they're not. But I don't hear any churches talking about it. But it is important that our faith is going to stand strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. With these words, I'm going to conclude right now, and we will get back with you in the next time. If you have any questions, call me at 561-397-8071. That's 561-397-8071. Or go into internet and put in my email, P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com. That is pr.chackov @gmail.com. My Savior.